Corvette Diner, a fun blast from the past in San Diego. Commentary. When you watch an old movie or a classic TV show from the 1930s to 1960s, it's easy to get caught up in the setting as much as the story. From the fashion to the music, the wholesome Americana culture is very appealing, whether it's a fond memory or something you can only imagine from your parents' or grandparents' youth. One of the most charming locations in old entertainment is also one of the most popular, the diner. The basic establishment of a low-cost eatery could be known by many names, such as the malt shop, the corner drugstore, the soda shop, the lunch counter, and others. Whatever you call it, it was a fun place to grab a milkshake after school, have lunch with your friends, or take your sweetheart on a Friday night. One Southern California which is keeping the tradition of the diner alive is the Corvette Diner in San Diego. Located in the Point Loma neighborhood's historic Liberty Station, it's a fun, over-the-top tribute to the 1950s and 1960s soda shop culture. About the restaurant. The decor of the Corvette Diner is more on point than a prima ballerina. When you walk through the doors, you'll see a classic car on display as a hostess greets you in a poodle skirt. All the employees are in swing skirts or car hop attendant uniforms, with lots of room for playful accessories. The walls are lined with drawings of movie stars, jazz musicians, and early rock and roll legends, like Ricky Nelson, Sandra Dee, and Nat King Cole. One of the dining rooms is themed like a classic diner, with upholstered booths and small television sets on the wall playing clips from old TV shows like The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, and The Andy Griffith Show, and classic films. Another dining room is 1960s themed, with dark lighting, neon flower decals, and psychedelic colors. A live DJ plays a constant stream of old rock and roll music, from the rhythm and blues of the 1950s to the classic rock of the 1970s. He periodically announces birthdays, accompanied by a celebratory plate of cotton candy. Frequently, the waitresses pause their duties to perform one of several well-practiced dances, sometimes getting guests to join them. Down a hallway, there's a room dedicated to arcade games. This room is used for children's parties, which are a popular feature. Even if you don't plan a party, there are so many activities, you'll feel like you're at Disneyland. There are foldable paper hats, which you may just have to put on. On weekends, a lady with a camera will come over to your table and snap a photo of your group, which she'll later try to sell to you in several sizes. There's even a balloon artist. The menu. The Corvette Diner is a fun place to go just for the experience, but the food is good too. They have a large menu with a wide variety of options. They have standard diner fare, like sandwiches and hamburgers, but the choices are far from boring. There are many creative burgers and sandwiches, like the breakfast at Tiffany's with a fried egg and bacon and Peggy Sue's pastrami. They also have lighter options, including 6 different salads, tortilla soup, and chili. There is a wide selection of appetizers one would expect at a diner, including onion rings, potato skins, sweet potato fries, marinated shrimp, or the impressive combo unfortunately named the garbage platter, which is enough for a party to share. They also have several platters for more traditional dinner meals, like the Sammy Davis shrimp platter, Sophia Loren spaghetti and meatballs, and the Annette Funicello shrimp fettuccine. Against one wall is the soda fountain, where house-made sodas, custom milkshakes, and frothy ice cream sodas are served up. They also have regular ice cream, as well as sundaes and banana splits. Against another wall is the bar, which offers a wide array of classic cocktails and unique drinks with cleverly themed names. Retro fun. The Corvette Diner is like the Dave and Buster's of the 1950s. It's a good place to go if you want to have a great time. For people who enjoy wearing retro or vintage clothes, it's a place where you would feel right at home in such attire. Be warned if you're sensitive to a lot of noise and light stimulation, though. There's a lot going on, so it can be a bit of a sensory overload to introverts. It's the perfect place for a celebration, like a birthday, anniversary, or just a fun night out with friends or family. The self-proclaimed world-famous Corvette Diner may seem like it's right out of the 1950s, but it was already a tribute to a bygone era when it opened. Its first location opened in 1987 in San Diego's Hillcrest District. In 2009, it moved to its current location in Liberty Station, a vibrant community market and gathering place in a former naval training center. When it moved, it doubled in size and added the Gamer's Garage. If you're looking for a fun retro destination in San Diego, consider taking a look at the Corvette Diner.